Hachette Audio presents Killing Mr. Griffin. Written by Lois Duncan. Read by Dennis Holland. To Bill and Carolyn Steinmetz. Chapter 1. It was a wild, windy southwestern spring when the idea of killing Mr. Griffin occurred to them. As she crossed the playing field to reach the school building, Susan McConnell leaned into the wind and cupped her hands around the edges of her glasses to keep the blowing red dust from filling her eyes. Tumbleweeds swept past her like small furry animals, rushing to pile in drifts against the fence that separated the field from the parking lot. The parked cars all had their windows up as though against a rainstorm. In the distance, the rugged Sandia Mountains rose in faint outline, almost obscured by the pinkish haze. "I hate spring," Susan told herself vehemently. "I hate dust and wind. I wish we lived somewhere else. Someday." It was a word she used often. Someday. "Someday," she had said at the breakfast table that very morning, "someday I'm going to live in a cabin on the shore of a lake where everything is peaceful and green and the only sound is lapping water." As soon as the words were out, she had longed to snatch them back again. "How are you going to pay the property taxes?" her father had asked in his usual reasonable way. "Lakeshore property doesn't come cheap, you know. Somebody's going to have to finance that lovely green nest of yours." "A rich husband," her brother Craig had shouted, and the twins, who were 7, had broken into jeers and laughter. "Not too soon, I hope."